This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst. Thank you for connecting with this early morning empowerment virtual community. We are in our 21-day prophetic gathering, and today is day number 17 for January 17, 2018. Wow, wow, wow. I know that this is such a tremendous blessing just to be up, coming into the presence of God for our daily dose of morning inspiration and motivation. And today, I am so thankful that we prosper today, even as our soul prosper. Let's activate the success mind. With that being said, let's take a healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we come present right here, right now, to this moment, and we activate the power that is in this present moment. And we say that we are fully awake, fully alert, fully focused. Next healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, a brand new moment that has never been touched by anyone, we sit and we take authority in this moment, and we turn our focus and our attention inward to our rich inner life, and we feel the Holy Spirit's presence. It is activating, it is moving, it is releasing insight and information that's relevant for your destiny, for your future, for your continued prosperity. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit and gather in this community, we're so thankful and so grateful for all the power that is activated now. We thank you that it is dynamite. We thank you that it is explosive. We thank you that it is moving all throughout this physical realm of appearance, and it is beginning to create the reality that we call for in this season. We're so thankful and grateful for life, health, and strength. We're thankful that everything that concerns us is being perfected right now. We're so thankful today that all things are working together, fitting into a plan for good, because we love God. We're called according to purpose. We're so thankful for divine alignment today. We thank you for purification, and we thank you for all that is being released right now. Things that we know, things that we do not know, but we know it's all working for our good. And we're so grateful and so thankful. And we do pray now that the presence and power of God will begin to move throughout the United States, nations, and countries around the world. And we pray now, Father, that evil men will be rooted out of positions of authority, but godly men and women will rise up and take these positions of authority. Men and women that have their heart and ears attuned to the will of God and what's best for the people everywhere. And we're so thankful for it. And it is so. Oh, why don't you just go ahead and give a shout out of gratitude. Do a happy dance. Just jump up and down if you can. Do anything, but let's just stir up the joy of the Lord that is our strength today. This is day number 17, And we have a few days remaining, and I am just really believing that we're going to go on and continue to walk this out to see what all is being released, and so that we have an opportunity to continue to mount up on wings of eagle. The scripture that we're using for foundation, one of my favorites out of Psalm 118:24, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we started laying the foundation on yesterday, talking about the power of now. Beloved, I'm telling you, when you learn how to stay present in a now moment, that is where the power is. That is where your strength is. That's where your breakthrough is. That is where the miracles are manifested. It's in a now moment, learning how to be present. It can be difficult at times to stay present or to even master the skill of staying present, because we mostly spent our waking moment either in the past, worrying about the future, or condemning or complaining about what you see in the present moment. But you want to grow up from there. You want to mature from that kind of a place, to being able to be still, to be at rest, to be at peace, to be calm, to be balanced in a present moment, and allow the Spirit of God to move through you and to produce powerful things, great things in this earth realm. That is why we use the expression let go and let God. We practice the law of non-attachment, and that's what the law of non-attachment is all about. It's a spiritual law. It's a divine law that ushers in the power and presence of God to be able to move and recreate your life and recreate your circumstance. When you begin to understand that what you're seeing in your physical realm of appearance is truly an illusion, and it's nothing that's written in stone. That's what we mean when we say it's an illusion. It's not permanent. It's not written in stone. The scripture reminds us that while the things that are seen, they're temporary. They're temporary. But the things that are unseen are eternal. And that is why we stay connected to the eternal realm, to your rich inner life of the kingdom, which is the eternal realm. That is where eternal life is, right in your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within. So we're not looking at the things so much that are seen, because that's temporary, but we have lived an entire life training ourselves to react to what's seen, which is temporary, which is really an illusion. Why? Because the power that you possess and the ability that you have to call things that be not as though they were and see it come into manifestation. The Hebrew writer says that everything that we see in the world is framed by the word of faith that's in our mouth. And everything that we see is made of the invisible. And this is the level of maturity. This is the level of awakening that you want to come to. Get used to new focus. Get used to new languaging in this season. You want to know and understand that that is the power that is operating, that is here, and that's available for each and every one of us that is alive. You know, the beautiful thing about this is that this is an even playing field, but then those of you who are godly, who are spiritual, who are connected to God, who have quote-unquote salvation, the liberty, the freedom, we have an extra benefit, because that means that we are awakened. It means that we are alive. And so when you look at this thing, and years ago, the mindset that we had as spiritual people was that the devil was blessing people that was not saved, that was not in church, that was not like us. But what it is, it was not the devil that was blessing them. It was people taking advantage of the spiritual laws that are universal, that's open to each and every person that is alive. And that is the beautiful thing about it. So when you look at it, and when you be completely honest about it, you know that it has to do with mindset and a belief system as to what you're able to experience and create. Because truly you have looked around and you have seen people that didn't quote unquote believe in God like you did. They wasn't confessing salvation like you did, but yet their lives were totally different. They were living much better than many spiritual people. They were able to accomplish more because that was the power that's in an unseen realm that's available. And we cannot become discouraged or disgruntled when someone else has activated their belief system and they understand that there is a power that's present that's available to them and we're not doing it. So we often said this, that in our spiritual experience that we got quote unquote saved and we got baptized and we even received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if that is your background of belief. But we did all of that and then we left that realm to start obsessing over what we saw in a physical natural realm. And for years we stayed in this arena of reacting to what was in the physical realm of appearance, not realizing, I want you to hear this, not realizing that your mindset, and a mindset is nothing more than a system of belief that you have adopted, that your mindset, that system of belief that you have adopted, rather it was belief in fear. It was belief in harm. It was the belief in people being able to attack you. A belief that demon spirits were powerful and they were robbing you, cutting you off, blocking you at every turn. That's a belief system. And a belief system is powerful. It is powerful. That is why you see so many times all throughout scripture, it talks about the power to believe and to produce what you are believing. Even Jesus the Christ, when he says, when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have, right? And then he went on to say, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe. Now, when we go into the gospel and we see the gospel writer and Matthew portraying John the Baptizer, showing up saying to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, it's here, it's near. And then you see Jesus the Christ coming right behind him in Matthew 4, saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And when you really start looking at that word repent and researching it, it's really more speaking to that mindset, that system of belief is telling the people, you have to change your mind about some things. You have to change your mind about what it is that you believe, because if you don't change your mind and if you don't release that system of belief, you will not be able to see nor enter into what's available to you in the kingdom. And so what we did is that we engaged in behavior modification when we came into repentance. And I'm not minimizing the salvation experience because it's powerful. Because many people that truly, truly had a repentance experience and changed their mind and opened up and began to allow the kingdom of God, the rich inner life of God, the spirit and presence of God to begin to and infiltrate their lives, fill up their lives, recreate their human spirit, they had a genuine experience, and that's awesome. But what we did after that happened is that we engaged in behavior modification, and we focused on sin and vices. Yes, we needed to let go of things. Yes, we needed to disconnect from those behaviors that was causing us to miss the mark. I want you to really get this and see this in this way. that when we started with the behavior modification, yes, there are things that were blocking us off and cutting us off from being able to embrace more of God, to allow God to be able to operate in our lives. But we got stuck focusing on negative behavior, negative patterns, negative mindset, and it was all about sin. But what was really happening at that point is that those negative patterns was causing us to miss the mark. And what missing the mark is all about allowing the glorious power and grace of God to be seen in your life. So when we talked about getting out of your way through purification, and we made the shift in the mindset, this is so important for you moving forward to be able to see results quickly. We made the shifting that when we talk about purification and being released from everything that is impure and imbalanced, our focus is not on the negative. It's not on the thing that we feel that we're missing the mark with. But the thing about purification in this season is that you are opening yourself to allow more of God to flow through you. And when you step into that light and allow that light to be illuminated in your heart and your mind, the darkness will dispel. So in this season, it's a new day. Our focus is not on the sin or the misstep or the mishap or the vice or whatever the thing is that you've been fighting and wrestling with for years. And the reason why it has persisted is because we kept putting energy, focus, and attention on that. And the more you condemned yourself and whipped yourself and beat yourself up, what happened is that you was creating a spirit of addiction to be born in your life. So now that misstep or that darkness or that behavior, now there is an addiction attached to it, meaning that now you're in a cycle. Now you're in a cycle and you're creating that over and over and over again. This is how you can tell when addiction is on board, is when you wake up in the morning, and the first thing in the morning, you talk about what you're not going to do that day. Concerning that thing, the spirit of addiction is on board. And we're talking about the presence and the energy of it, not a demon that has to be rebuked. It just means that you focused on that so much every day, consciously and unconsciously, that now it's a part of you. It's a habit. It is a presence in your life. It's a repeating factor. And what has happened is that you trained yourself through the neurons and your brains. It made a pathway for that behavior. And that is where addiction lives. It lives in your neurons. It lives in the pathways in your brain cells. And then those brain cells and those neurons are attached to your nervous system. And then everything in you repeats that behavior. Some of you have noticed that you go through cycles, that there are days and seasons where you might not be in that behavior pattern, but then it springs up when something is triggered. So when you begin to understand that you are so much more powerful, you have so much more to do with what you are living and experiencing than you realize. So when we talk about the power of now and being present and being in this unseen realm, that's where all the strength is, the power, the grace, every divine attribute that you want to tap into to start living like a giant, it's in this now moment. So again, as we go through purification and you want to get out of your way, we don't want to focus on the negative because the darkness will dispel the moment you allow light to be present. And it's about you allowing light to be present. How do you allow light to be present? It's about being in a now moment that will always allow light to be present. And so this terminology that I know that we are familiar with, you know, in terms of something having to fall on you, come on you, God's getting ready, God's about to do, he's releasing, it's already done. So that's one of the major shifts in your thinking process that needs to happen this year in order for you to be able to tap into the energy that's being released for the success in 2018. That's how you can declare that it's your year, because you're tapping into the energy and the presence of that. So when you find yourself in a misstep, you don't want to beat yourself up about it. You don't want to dwell on the misstep. You immediately want to shift to a now moment. That's that coming present, being present right here, right now, turning your focus and attention inward, feeling the Holy Spirit's presence inwardly, and then you remind yourself, as you take that exhale, as you release, that's why I always say on the release, on the exhale, we flow with that power. That's what I mean when I say on the exhale. That means flow with that little space of exhale, that space of releasing anxiety and releasing intimidation and releasing fear. Flow with that exhale. As you release that, you are affirming something powerful. On that exhale, you are affirming something powerful because you're tapped into the real power. Now, I know that we've laid a foundation, if you've traveled with me, about the power of breath and breathing and how powerful that is. And we take it for granted. You just think that you're breathing. But life is in your breath. The life of God is in your breath, and every breath that you take is filled with so much power. We have no clue all the things that's happening as we oxygenate our bodies with this life, with this prana that God has given to us. Even as we breathe and take in oxygen, do you know that impurities, radical cells, things that's harming your body and causing you to be sick, cannot live in an oxygenated environment? Breathing is good, and we've been so closed-minded and so silly because other cultures understood that and we didn't. And so now when somebody say to you, breathe, the first thing come to your mind is, oh, they going off into something. No, we're understanding that it is more to helping us live a successful, prosperous life than just jumping and shouting in church every Sunday. It's more to it than that. And you play a vital role into what you are living and experiencing in your life. So we don't want to meditate. I have to say it again, in this season, you're not meditating on all the things that are wrong with you. Let that go. You only look at that for a moment when the awareness comes to get your attention to say, hey, look, this is how you've been living. This is what you've been allowing in your life. And when you recognize that and you become conscious of it, you immediately acknowledge it because that's what it was. But then you immediately shift that into knowing that, okay, but I can create something different. So for those of us that are spiritual, there is some discipline that needs to be activated for you this year. And this is the year of less is more. I wrote that to you this last weekend. This is the year where less is more. Meaning that it's not a whole lot that you need to tackle if you could just take one thing at a time and discipline yourself to keep your hands on it, keep your focus on it, keep your attention of it. You're going to see the reality of it. You're going to see the reality of it. So what you believe is powerful. As a matter of fact, everything that you are living and will experience, 99% of that is going to rest on what you believe. And there's another 1% that we don't know about that's in the unseen realm. That's when the power of the spiritual laws kick in and they operate for us. And they work in an unseen dimension that we're not aware of, but we want to come into agreement with that and alignment with that. How do you do that? You start with what you believe about yourself, what you believe about God, what you believe is available for you, and it's all here available. So you're going to have to become semi-arrogant, and I mean that in a good way, not in a bad way. I'm speaking to confidence and your supernatural ability and your superhumanness. Become confident that the God in you is all powerful in this earth realm. So I want to back up and say this. I feel this for somebody today. You have to release your belief and people to harm you. You have to release that belief in that. You can no longer believe that people have the ability to harm you. That your sister or your brother is attacking you. Because again, the moment you embrace light, darkness will dispel. The moment you choose, it doesn't matter if right now, it doesn't matter that if right now, the environment, the tribe, the group that you are connected to, that you can sense that someone has evil intentions towards you, that's talking evil about you, that's trying to set up traps for you. Even if you know that that is the case, you have to disconnect from giving that your energy and your attention, because the more that you focus on that, you are coming into agreement with it. You are in alignment with it. You're on the same level with it. And you now you are the one that's fueling the energy for that to persist in your life. Doesn't matter if it's a supervisor that's giving you a hard time. I'm telling you what I know is the truth with a capital T. You cannot align yourself with that. So you have to disconnect from those negative thoughts and beliefs that people are against you, that people are out to get you, that people don't want to see you prosper. Because when you do that now, you are aligning yourself and giving your power over to that level of manifestation. And you're locking yourself there. But when you choose to disconnect, when you make the choice to disconnect from that and rather believe that everyone in your environment, in your clan, on your job, in your family is there to help you, aid you, support you, do good for you, love you, accept you, you're going to start connecting with the energy of that. And then you're going to be the one that holds that level in your life and get that kind of a manifestation in your life. I have seen this work hundreds of times. Way back in the 80s when we first started connecting into the power that we possess. And I would see this work. I've seen this work with people who I was at odds with. When I shifted and I said, I'm going to go buy them something and I'm going to give them something and I'm going to do it from my heart. I would see that when I changed, they didn't change. I changed. I changed my mind and my thoughts and what I was thinking and feeling about them. And I stepped into the power of love. I watched the darkness dispel. I watched them change 100% and never went back to being or doing what I thought they were doing. That let me know right then I had a lot to do with what I was experiencing in my life. So as we talk about this whole purification process, getting out of your way, this is how you start getting out of your way. You make a decision that you're going to shift your mindset, that system of belief that you have. You believe in lack. You believe in scarcity. You believe there's not enough. You believe in the attack. You believe in the intimidation. You believe in the inadequacy. We're going to shift from that. And beloved, let's come to this now moment where the power and the presence of God is. And let's allow the illumination of God's light to begin to lead you and guide you into all the truth. And it is so. Take a good healing deep breath right there. All right, beloved, I'm going to encourage you again. Let's go join the Empowerment Inner Circle. I will be in there. We have a special gathering once a month for everyone that's a part of the Empowerment Circle. And I'm telling you, powerful things are happening this year. So I want you to keep your ears open for that as we continue to move forward. All right, go to the website, look around, have a good time. I'll see you right back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern time, for another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment gathering. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.